The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
There's a lot happening in the studio right now. The show's over. It's Monday, November 18th. Amy is just going on and on about some splinter. She comes up to me, first of all, not as a splinter. As soon as the show's over, she goes, I think my thumb's falling off.
It could.
A little dramatic.
And I'm known to be dramatic, too. But I'm like, what do you mean? Just look at it. It's a splinter.
Swelling up and getting red and really irritated.
But your body's doing the right thing. It's supposed to try to push it out.
But it... Okay.
Do you mean to bite it and get it out that way?
I can... All I need is a pair of tweezers and I'll get it. I see it.
You mean I'll get it out of my teeth?
No, I don't think that'll work. It's fierce.
Okay.
What's the splinter from?
Don't know. I've had it for like a week.
Building
the
deck.
But this is when it's starting to really get irritated and do something weird.
It's so pushing it out. It's
I got to get it out.
No, it's actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, yeah. It needs to hurry up.
Okay, we'll rush it. You'll be okay. Can you think you can do this or you got to go boo-boo police?
No, I can do this.
Okay.
I did the whole show with it.
Oh,
are you kidding?
We didn't know you're working.
Yeah, I've been injured for a week.
Oh. Here's something. Costco is selling one of the most expensive hams in the world. By the way, it was at $1,000 for the whole ham.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
They have marked it down to $560. Iberico ham is one of the most expensive meats you can purchase. Boasting a rich flavor and velvety texture, a single leg of this decadent meat costs more than $1,000. What the... It says, is it worth the flavor? Absolutely. Albeit the price is a little steep. Little! Here, I'll show you little. Get the camera.
Please don't.
Yeah. Costco is selling the meat for a fraction of the price because it's Costco. $560. I just wonder if you put this meat next to other good meat and you go, okay, which one's a more expensive one, if you could really taste the difference.
I think you would.
For more context, it's all about how you cook it, right?
Not necessarily. Like, sometimes you get a bad... Like, I like cooking fajitas. Sometimes you just get a bad batch. It's just not good. I cook it the exact same way every time, and it's just like, man, that just wasn't good.
What if you get a bad batch of the Iberico ham or whatever?
Yeah, it's probably possible, too.
Yeah. Speaking of food, this is a competitive eater. She is 5'5". This is a little 25-year-old, 5'5". She ate this 3-foot-long hot dog. It looks like a sub sandwich, but it's a 3-foot-long hot dog in a bun.
Good work.
It's almost as tall as she is. And she ate the whole thing. It's pork, beef, and bacon bratwurst, topped with 5 types of bacon, melted cheese, bacon-flavored potato chips on it, bacon jam, bacon mayo. $60, intended to feed a family of 4 to 5. She was able to eat the whole thing in 25 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, she's a competitive eater. Crazy how they work. Like, hey, Mike D, have you read much about these competitive eaters? Like, how do they, do they stretch their stomachs? Like, what's the deal here?
I think they, like, stretch their stomachs with water, like, the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, expands so they can fit a lot in.
Crazy.
They stretch it with water?
Yeah, they drink a lot of water.
It's crazy that someone 5'5" could eat that whole thing. A Canadian guy wears shorts every day for 18 years thanks to a bad football bet. 18 years ago, this guy Chris, a fan of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, a Canadian Football League team, vowed to only wear shorts and not pants until his team won a championship.
Oh. It's still no championship?
The team hasn't won a championship.
Come on,
18
guys.
18 years later, he's followed through wearing shorts every day, even in the bad weather that Canada gets. Despite seeing the team advance in the CFL playoffs, he says, I'm going to keep wearing shorts until they hit it. So he says he'll even wear shorts to a funeral if he has to.
It's a bet.
But the family knows about his pledge. That sucks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good for him.
Following through.
Good for that guy. Artificial intelligence can now predict if you're going to die.
No. I don't want to know
But
that.
How?
Researchers in Pennsylvania have developed an artificial intelligence system that can predict if you're going to die in the next year. All you have to do is plug in the results from an ECG heart test, and they'll let you know the good or the bad news.
Huh.
They looked at 1.77 million electrocardiogram results from upwards of 400,000 people, and they got it right most of the time.
So it's only the next year. So
next year.
If you're going to die next year.
Well, you're going to die.
right. But it's not going to tell you when you're going
to
die.
Before I went on Bear Grylls, they made me do one of these tests. Not the AI thing, but I had to do an EKG.
Heart test?
Mm-hmm, so what they made me do is, one, brave elements, but there was a lot of hiking, climbing, jumping. And so to make sure that you can do that, and there was a humongous crazy mountain I had to come off of. And so they test your heart, and they put all these things all over my body. And then
to see if it can take all that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And I had to do a lot of stuff. There was training, there was like swimming. There's a lot of stuff I had to do before that show that I couldn't talk about because, one, I couldn't say I was going on the show. And then now I kind of can, and I can kind of say where I went.
Wait, when is it you were like going to the Y and going swimming? Was it because of that?
No.
Oh.
I just bought a membership. Because, well, to be fair, yes. Not for that, but I went and had to swim and was like, oh, yeah, I used to swim and it was great exercise.
Okay.
So, yes, in a way. And then I pivoted that into swimming a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been gone so much, I haven't been able to go. So it messes up your hair, like all that chlorine does.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm shooting idol, I don't swim. But I will get back to it during the holiday. And Amy and me and your husband have to play racquetball.
I know.
Yeah. Experts claim addiction to shopping is a mental illness. Addiction to shopping fueled by online retailing should be classed as mental health condition. It does not classify it now, unlike video. I mean, if gambling and video games are an addiction, wouldn't you assume anything digital that gives you like a dopamine boost would also be considered that same thing?
Yeah, I can see it. I'm not addicted, but I mean, I have moments.
Where?
I shop a little bit and it does make me feel good, like real good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I could see if it was an addiction for somebody, how awesome it would feel.
Hey, Ray, is Hillary in there?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to bring her on for a second. Utility Hillary works in the glass room. Hey, Hillary, how are you?
I'm good.
Do we have any issue with the cones in the parking garage still? Did Lunchbox send the note out?
He did send the note out. I haven't had any more missing cones.
What did the note say, Lunchbox?
I just let them know that we have artists coming in, and if they want their paychecks to increase, they will leave the cones where they're at because artists brings ratings, ratings brings sales, which brings money to their pocketbooks and makes them happy. And Mr. Orange Cone gets a little upset when you move him earlier than he's supposed to be moved. And I've had no brushback.
Did anyone hit you back, hit reply?
One person hit reply and goes, you know they're red, they're not orange. That was it.
Got you.
There was no...
They're
like,
not orange?
I got a couple apologies like, yeah, that's disrespectful, but nothing. Like, I thought I was going to get something like, oh, you know, blah, 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 why don't you have the artist part downstairs? But nothing, so I think we're okay, and everybody knows we mean business.
So they're moving them and then taking the spots, and the artists get here and can't park?
Yes, that's what's happening, and I just think that's so rude. Like, we have a cone there, and I'm not going to make one of our guests park out back and walk around in the cold or just walk around. I just think that's so rude. If we have a cone there... You shouldn't park there.
And there's a lot of parking down below, right? So it's not like there are no spots.
Right. And the artists wouldn't be able to get in that and then nowhere to go.
Well, they couldn't get in the door. There's like two other beep doors.
Exactly.
You have to have a key.
Well, Lunchbox sent a note out. It should be handled.
Yes.
Everything else good with you?
Everything's good. Doing good.
What's happening with your life?
Just working. I feel like all I do is work, so nothing really outside of work.
That's a you thing.
I know. I don't know what to do, though.
Well, if you want to prioritize, you can actually... For example, I got home Saturday. I had a great off day on Sunday. Like, I was like, I have the day off, and I'm home. There's no travel day. A lot of my off days, I have a travel day to get home. Then I'm tired, and then I'm like, pfft. But it was home. I went, and you'll hear later, went climbing rocks. Not real rocks, fake rocks.
Yeah.
Inside. Went to the smoothie place. I watched a movie I give a review for later.
Oh, yeah.
The Peanut Butter Falcon. Watched some Office. But I prioritize that, Hillary.
Yeah, I need to do better at that.
You're young. You'll do dumb things for a while. How old are you?
26.
Got plenty of time. Just keep working. Forget I said any of that. At 26, you just need to be grinding away.
that's what I'm doing.
That's what I tell Mike D. I was like, eh, who cares? You don't need balance yet. Work up and save and then have balance later. All right, Hillary. Everything else is good?
Yeah, everything's good. Just the parking situation. That's our only problem here.
Okay.
But we're good now.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you.
Raymundo, who sings the Christmas song?
You talking about my new one?
Yeah, I mean, is it your new one?
Yeah, it's me and Eric Dodd.
What's it listed as?
Christmas.
Is it on streaming services yet?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Is it on streaming services?
He was supposed to do it, but Dodd's been busy. They randomly put him on some cruise where he's performing, so he's been a little hands full with that.
What's it? But no, he doesn't have to do it. Wait, what's it called, Ray?
It's called White Claw Christmas.
And it's not up yet, though.
Dang it, he was supposed to do that.
No, hold on, maybe it is. White Claw Wednesday, White Christmas. Okay, it's not up. Well, I hate to play it and then not have people have the opportunity to go and stream it.
I think it's fine like that.
How long is it?
It's quick. We made it 1 minute and 50 seconds. I'm talking boom. The next thing you know, the song's over and you want more. That's how we love to do our songs.
Okay, let's play it.
It's very seasonal. It's going to get you in the mood for Christmas.
Let's play it. But if I give you the nod to pull it down, pull it down.
Absolutely.
Here is. Are you in this song?
Yeah, I'm in it a lot. They put me in it more than I even thought I was going to be.
Do you do a rapping again?
I do my rap. That's all I can come in for. I don't sing, but I rap.
Here's White Claw Christmas. It's Raymundo,
Eric Dodd, and Bruce Wallace.
Who are these people?
The Bruce Wallace guy plays the guitar. Sorry, I didn't mention it.
But is he part of the song?
Yes.
Like, in the track, it's going to say Eric Dodd, Bruce Willis, Raymundo.
Wallace.
Oh. I was like, that's a good get. Featuring Die Hard. Let's try. Okay, here we go. White Claw Christmas. Go ahead.
All right.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Pete out here. I got Susan, Bruce Wallace, Vacation Sequel. Here we go. She handed me her Christmas list. Checked it more than twice. Once a Versace bag, a brand new Jag, and a trip to paradise. Bottle of Pappy Van Winkle, Dom Perignon Cristal was on that list. Then I checked my balance on my Amex and hit the Phillips 66. It's looking like a White Claw Christmas, that new cool kind of beer. Even got a couple claws from Mr. Claus if he shows up around here. We'll be feeling good in our neighborhood, and Faye just saw a reindeer. Looking like a White Claw Christmas this year.
It's a holiday season, Raymundo, back up in your ear.
Mundo.
It's party time, I'm basing time, and I'm rapping that Christmas cheer. I got a box and a bow and a paper sack sitting under that target tree. Them hard seltzers, they go down smooth. It's a shotgun Christmas tree.
It's looking like a White Claw Christmas, that new cool kind of beer. Even got a couple claws from Mr. Claus if he shows up around here. We'll be feeling good in our neighborhood, and Faye just saw a reindeer. Looking like a White Claw Christmas this year.
Bruce Wallace, y'all. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
On black cherry, on raspberry, on mango natural lime.
It's Sizzin' Raymundo, peacing out. It's a White Claw Christmas time.
Great.
That's so fantastic. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dang, dude.
It's fantastic.
Just thank laying you. Down the hits one after another. Looking like a White Claw Christmas. Wow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's good. Funny. When you do your rap part, do you have to do it over and over again and they kind of move it around?
I just did it once or twice and they tap me when I'm supposed to go in because I can't hear the beat. Mm-hmm. I could never do the thing live. The only time I can do it is in a recording studio when they tell me when to start singing. But we had this dude that produced. He went to Berklee School of Music. He's done like an Ariana Grande cut. I was like, bring him in for this one, dude. If we're going to do a Christmas
Bruce
song.
Willis?
No.
Oh.
He's just a producer guy. I didn't get a shout out.
No. Dang.
Bruce
Willis.
So good.
What's he laughing at?
I thought he had Bruce Willis on a song with him. I was like, dang, that's cool. That's a Christmas treat for all of us. Okay, well, that's good. I like it. It's funny, Raymundo.
Thank
nice
you.
Job, buddy.
It's already in my head.
Do you have the hook? Just the hook on the wall?
Yeah, I got you right here.
Mundo.
It's a holiday season, Raymundo, back up in your ear.
Mundo.
It's party time, I'm basing time, and I'm rapping that Christmas cheer. I got a box and a bow and a paper sack sitting under that target tree.
Woo.
Them hard seltzers, they go down smooth. It's a shotgun Christmas tree.
It's looking like a White Claw Christmas, that new cool kind of beer. Even got a couple claws from Mr. Claus if he shows up around here. We'll be feeling good in our neighborhood, and Faye just saw a reindeer. Looking like a White Claw Christmas this year.
Yeehaw!
So does Ray write, Ray, do you write your own raps, or do they write it for you?
I wrote a majority of it, because we were trying to rhyme it. I remember doing box and bow and paper sack.
None of those words rhyme.
That's what I'm saying, and that means that I did it. They were good at rhyming, and then I would just come in and I'd say, hey, we got to do a target tree because we got our tree at Target. And I said, we got to make it sound like we want White Claw for Christmas. Like, I'm not going to like spend a bunch of money on Bay. And then I just tell them that, and then we go in on it.
That's nice. Great. I love
awesome.
It. Love it. Love what you do.
But you guys know the songwriters are talented. The way they're able to put that together, I never knew that was what the song was going to end up being.
Yeah.
We created it. I know everybody says it in about an hour. Song was done. Rap City.
Those are the good ones.
It went real. It fell out. We just sat down and it came.
That's what she said. Okay, listen. Okay. We're going. Right. What's up?
Nothing.
We're done. Rap.
Dunskies.
Dunskies. There's a new Bobby cast up. Eddie and I are talking about the big news stories from the week, but also they did a story on Billboard. They did the top 25 artists of the lifetime, meaning influential. And then Eddie and Mike turned it into their own personal list of their favorite.
Our lifetime.
I didn't know they were going to do that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just my lifetime.
So Bobby picked an interesting one. You have to listen to hear what it says.
It's like things we've seen in our life. My version was things I've seen that were like, wow, I can't believe that happened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine was really stupid, and I had to, like, defend it as I told it. But then they started picking their favorite. I didn't know what was my favorites of our life. I was picking, like, crazy things that I'd seen in my life.
Oh.
Like, big artists. Like, Britney. Biggest. Not my favorite, but I haven't seen anything like that before ever.
Mm-hmm.
Not the crazy one I put on my list, but search for the latest Bobbycast. Amy's got four things with Amy Brown. Sore Losers podcast. Mike D, when's your movie podcast going up?
A couple weeks.
Mike D's movie podcast starts. Dang. All
right. Can't wait for that one.
Thank you very much. Here's Monday's show. Thank you very much. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I got a couple of these. I think I'm going to do a The More You Know first because I didn't know this. So you're at more legal risk if you don't perform CPR on a stranger in need than if you try to perform CPR and things go bad.
I'm confused.
Yeah, a study finds that not performing CPR on an unconscious stranger a greater legal risk than providing aid.
If it's a stranger, I don't understand the legal risk.
First responders may always be prepared to help resuscitate an unconscious person, but for the rest of us, performing CPR, they say, can be daunting and frightening. Many people even fear stepping in because if you do it wrong, you get in trouble.
Exactly.
Right? But surprisingly, they say not doing anything at all actually raises the chances of litigation. Every state employs Good Samaritan laws, which protect people who try to help someone they believe is hurt or in danger. In theory, it would be the opposite, but a person is much more likely to be taken to court because it's been happening over and over again if they don't provide CPR soon enough.
Wow.
And then they just look at the cases. Because I've always thought, well, if you don't know how to do it, maybe you don't do it. What if you break their rib or something?
Mm-hmm.
But just the data says that by all the lawsuits that go.
Or what if they have a do not resuscitate bracelet and you didn't know it?
Oh.
You wouldn't think to check on
I've
that.
I've never seen one of those. Unless they're like 100.
Me
either. Oh. So if we're just, it just was, if you see someone down, help them, right? That's it. If someone needs help, help them and don't think too much about, oh no, am I qualified to help? If somebody's dying,
now
you just try to help.
Yeah.
That's it. Just try to help. And that's The More You Know. There you go. That was the first story I saw. The second one was, which is more important to people in a romantic partner? Sharing the same faith or rooting for the same team?
Oh, sharing the same faith, for sure.
Sharing the same faith or rooting for the same team. You know, if they're offering it, it's going to be close, which was the crazy part about it. Religion for 53% of people.
Wow,
that's it.
Boom. 3%.
Fandom for the other 47%.
Wow.
Nobody roots for my teams. I root for Arkansas. I've already got it figured out that someone's going to have to somewhat be acclimated to the temperature of Arkansas Razorbacks inside of me. And then I'll do the same for them, I'm sure. But you kind of have to be in the same religious spectrum. You don't even have to be the same denomination, I don't feel.
Mm-mm.
I don't feel. Because I grew up Baptist, but and I was never a, you can only be with someone who's a Baptist.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
You can be with a Catholic. It's mm-hmm. But yeah. But you thought it'd be easily religion, like 90-10?
Yeah,
or
I
what?
Mean, I just didn't think it would be that close.
And is your wife a Cowboys fan?
She's not, but she knows how much I love it, so she supports me. Like, that's that matters. It.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
The makeup samplers at stores are covered in diseases.
Why? Why?
Because everybody's got their grubby paws in it.
Oh, I thought you meant the people that pass out samples.
Well, they probably are too.
The samplers.
I think everybody probably is covered in diseases.
Okay.
Everybody. A new study examined the makeup samplers in stores and found that they're covered in mold, E. coli, staph, and MRSA, even herpes.
Whoa. Oh, no bueno.
So before you go and try lipstick or eyeshadow from the makeup counter, remember this. That'd be a really bad way to get an STD.
Yeah.
There are better ways. You don't want it, but there are better ways. a team from the NBC affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina, took a department store makeup sampler to a lab and had it tested. Ugh. They grabbed 10 different types of makeup, lipstick, mascara, eyeshadow, blush, and all those things that I told you, including MRSA, staph infection, herpes.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I know that sometimes I'm guilty. But here's the thing. They give you a little, like if it's lipstick, there's a little brush, disposable, that you get, and you're supposed to brush it on that and then put it on your lips.
Do you ever go to the sampler and use it?
Yes, but with a brush. Mm, but so you're telling me other people put it straight to their mouth.
Maybe, yeah, who knows what's happening. Ugh. Morgan number two, ever do this?
No, absolutely not.
But not even with a disposable brush?
No, I just don't touch them. I'll just be like, I'll buy it and maybe I'll just like return it or recycle it or something.
That MRSA is such a bad deal. When I met Eddie, he was in the hospital. He almost died from it.
Mm-hmm. True story.
You were in North Carolina.
Yeah, I was in North Carolina for a wedding, and I got one of those things on my leg. It was an abscess, and it was MRSA, and I went to Duke Hospital for a week.
They kept him in the hospital for a week.
Yeah, but how did you get it? Do you know?
I had had
makeup,
it.
Makeup, no. Blush on his leg.
The sampler at the makeup store. No, they never really told me. They said I could have gotten anywhere.
Oh, wow. Because I know it's caught, like, locker rooms. And then if you're already in the hospital and you have an open wound, stuff like that, it happens. But I just didn't know.
Yeah, do you know how you got it?
Like, no, they could never figure it out. I mean, so it was just kind of, I had it for 2 years, basically.
How sick did you get? Like, how worried were they about you?
That was the worst. It was getting pretty big. Usually it's like a quarter size thing. And then it just kind of spread into like a softball size thing on my leg.
Did they think they'd have to like cut your leg off or anything?
No, they just... I had it for 2 years, so no antibiotic was killing it at that point. My body was resistant to every antibiotic, so they were just pumping me with every single one that could possibly attack it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And in the hospital for a week. Did you get that bill?
I did, but I think I had good insurance at that time.
Just ran from it?
Yeah, I don't remember
that
bill.
He's still on the run. He's like, don't talk about this anymore. Let's go to Tayshia in Austin. Hey, Tayshia, what's happening with you?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to tell y'all, I've been listening to y'all for 10 plus years, and we went to the Raging Idiot show in Austin, and I had an absolute blast. And Bobby, we tried to stick around to meet y'all as long as we could, but they kicked us out because we didn't have the passes, so we tried.
Wah.
But anyways, I wanted a review from Amy on the Peloton treadmill to know if I need to get the weights and the stretchy bands and the whole nine yards or just the treadmill itself.
What do you think about that?
Well, Bobby got me the full package, so I got the weights and the stretchy bands, and I will say that to me, it's awesome to have. I didn't have weights at home before that, well, besides like my 2 pound little dumbbells, but I recommend getting it because there's boot camp classes on there and you'll need the weights for that.
Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Not a commercial. We didn't tell you to call in, did we, Tayshia?
No, you didn't tell me to call in. I've just been wanting one ever since she got one. I looked them up, and I'm like, oh, man, I really want a treadmill, and that was, like, a great one to get.
It's so convenient. Like, it's the best gift, so thank you, Bobby.
You got to be careful with treadmills, though, because I buy stuff sometimes, I never use it again.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I bought a pool table, never used it. Bought a treadmill, never used it. I used it for like a week. I got really excited about it and then turned into just laying clothes all over it.
I would say I use mine every day.
You do?
Pretty much.
Good. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Oh, hey, you got something else, Tayshia?
No, I'm just going to say when y'all come back to Austin, maybe I'll get to meet y'all finally ever.
Okay, you got it. We'll come to your house.
All right, sounds good.
Okay,
right, y'all have a good one.
See you later. By the way, we'll be in Louisville and Birmingham this weekend. Eddie and I will be Friday, Louisville, Birmingham, Saturday night. RagingIdiots.com if you want to come. Like the end of the tour. We're going to add 2 more dates in January. Don't want to say where yet.
Oh.
But it'd be great. Morgan number two's got the show skinny. Let's go.
The latest from the Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number two's show cast skinny.
Bobby had his Raging Idiots show in Las Vegas Friday night, and he also went out for a friend's going away party on Saturday night.
I have a friend who's moving to Europe. And I was like, all right, I'm in town. I'm going to go into this party, except it was at a bar and there were so many people. All I kept thinking about is I bet like a tenth of these people are infected with the flu. It's flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking and so my drink at a bar is it's now like 3/4 cranberry juice, 1/4 club soda. I'm not a drinker. So and people leave me alone and they're not like, oh, what do you, you know, drinking. Mm-hmm. It's like to stay out of that conversation. So it looks like a drink. I put a little lime on it. I'm drinking it. But this one dude I was talking to kept spitting all over me into my cup talking. He was a spitter. He'd be like, so the pickle went then the pickle. And like, I could feel his spit going.
Suffer cat.
So you couldn't drink it?
No. As soon as he spit over me, I put it down. I was like, okay, I'm not drinking this with his spit in it. So I got another one. Started drinking it. Here he comes back up again. Hey, man, how's Peter Pan? Boom. Picka, picka, picka. And I was like, oh. So I just avoided him the rest of the night because he was a spitter. Yeah. But I know. It was just too many people. I'm not trying to get diseases.
Yeah.
It's like the makeup counter. I ain't trying to do that. But yeah, all I can think about was that many people. It was this place where it's like a, not a bowling alley. It's like a mini bowling alley. It was called Pins. You ever familiar with it?
No.
No.
So, but it was a ton of people.
Sounds cute, though. Do we
look
need
like
to...
a lot of people having a good time. But okay. All I can think about was that a lot of them were sick and they shouldn't be out. All right, that's what I did.
And you talked to a spitter all night.
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
Amy laid low over the weekend because her husband's face is still out of control. And they went to bed.
Injured, by the way.
Yeah.
Like he has a scar going down it. Yes.
Like he can't even sneeze because speaking of getting sick, like he's been sneezing. But he has to like sneeze with his mouth open. You would die. But if he like does too much with his face, he's scared that the stitches are going to rip open. So he like sneezes everywhere.
Do an impression of a sneeze.
like everywhere because he wants to keep everything like, you know, he just... You would die if you were near him when he sneezed because you would feel like you're getting all the diseases.
They also went to bed at 9 p.m. every night and house hunting over the weekend, and she also hung out with her dad.
Okay. There you go. What else?
Lunchbox's wife's birthday was this weekend, and they couldn't find a babysitter, so they didn't get to go see Garth Brooks.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, we got tickets on Thursday last minute, and so trying to hunt down a babysitter, we just couldn't get it done, so... Had to give the tickets away and didn't get to go, so her birthday of going to see Garth was more of, all right, let's go to dinner and go look at some holiday lights.
Is y'all's babysitter list short, or do you not trust a lot of people?
Very short.
Well, reach out to me. I know people.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was just like, I called the ones I knew, and they couldn't do it, and I was like, well, oh well.
Eddie was crash dieting for the CMA Awards, but...
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he said he was, but he was secretly eating tacos. We saw him.
Let her finish, Mom.
We saw him. Yeah,
she's got a story to tell.
He was like, I'm not having carbs, but I'm going to have a fried tacos.
Come on.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Morgan, number two.
But since then, he's gone out of control.
No, he was out of control before then.
That crash diet doesn't work, Bones. You were right about that.
You never dieted.
I tried, man. And then, like, after CMAs, it was like pizza, fried
chicken. Before CMAs, it was fried tacos.
That was one time, and it was one taco.
During your 24-hour
fast. But your crash diet was very short.
Quit judging me.
That's why stuff like that doesn't work, because then you, like, just crave it all, and you want to eat everything.
I get it.
Anything else to Eddie's story?
No, that's pretty much it.
No, he finished.
That is so full of crap. All right, Morgan, number two, thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In Virginia, authorities say 19 people were hospitalized after a commercial bus hit a tractor trailer on the interstate. Luckily, no fatalities were reported. In other news and sports news, Colin Kaepernick had his workout for the NFL teams this weekend. He still hasn't signed with a team, so no update on that. And finally, since Starbucks started their open-door policy allowing anyone to come in and use the restroom, a study found that it's actually hurting business and the amount of foot traffic in their stores.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Everybody good?
It's early.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Monday, you come in, you're kind of dragging a little bit. So I like to do games early on Monday. These are all easy movie quotes from very famous movies. If you miss it, you're out. Pull out your pens and paper, everybody.
Okay.
It's the easy movie quote game. I will read you the quote. You just name the movie. Okay?
Okay.
And then afterward, we'll play the clip of the movie. Okay? Here we go. Easy movie quote. Don't miss it. Here's the example. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, that's easy.
You broke back mountain.
Yep.
You got that one? Okay. All right, here we go. Up first. Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now. All right, what movie is that from? Look at me. Look at me.
Nice job, by the way.
I am the captain now.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
I know what this is about, and I... Don't remember the title of the movie, though, but is it Captain Phillips?
Oh, correct.
Oh, yes.
Lunchbox?
Captain Phillips.
No, I didn't.
Eddie?
Captain Phillips.
I didn't know if it was called Boat Terrorists.
Yeah, like, which was the sequel.
Or Captain Jimmy?
Boat Terrorists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Here we go. Oh, you play that clip, Raymundo.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
That's a pretty tense scene.
Good, man. God, so crazy.
All right, number two.
You gonna eat your tots?
Easy movie quote game.
You gonna eat your tots?
I'm in for the win.
In.
I'm in.
Amy?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Lunchbox?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Eddie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Are you gonna eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Next one up.
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello. I'm not sure how he says this one. It's been a while.
You had me at hello.
Or does she say that?
She says
she
it.
She says, oh, you had me at hello.
Oh, she says it?
Yeah. There you go.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
In.
Amy?
Jerry Maguire.
Lunchbox?
Jerry Maguire.
Eddie?
Jerry Maguire.
Boom.
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Amy?
You had me at hello. Yeah.
Okay, next one up. Boy, that escalated quickly.
What?
Oh, gosh, I've heard that.
Boy, that escalated quickly. Famous movie quote game.
What?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
I guess I'm in.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Need an answer.
Okay.
Everybody in?
Yep.
Okay. Amy?
40-year-old virgin.
Lunchbox?
Talladega Nights.
Eddie?
Dumb and Dumber.
You're all wrong. It's Anchorman.
Oh, thank goodness.
We all were in that wheelhouse.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do... this one is Sudden Death.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Let's do...
Oh, Sudden Death.
Okay, here we go. And if you know it, say your name.
Now say you're a bird, too.
If you're a
Eddie,
bird, I'm
Eddie.
A bird.
The Notebook.
The Notebook is right. This guy wins. Yeah! That's all this guy does.
That's how you start your week.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird. The Notebook from 2004. Play that again, Raymundo.
Now say you're a bird, too.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
There he is. Good movie.
There he is.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good week. Let's start it off right.
I thought you were going home. You're like, thank you, everybody.
I'm out.
We're done.
Drop my pen. Yes,
Bobby Bones. The holiday party's at my house tomorrow night. I don't call it a Christmas party because we're not close enough to Christmas. We're not even Thanksgiving yet. But it's really the only day that we could all get together.
Right. So it's a Thanksgiving-y, Christmassy party. So yes,
holiday. A holiday party.
Yeah.
Where I have provided the food. Amy actually has done the menu.
The menu is done.
Yeah, so you have put it together.
Yeah, and everybody should be happy. I mean, it's entirely gluten-free, so that's awesome. Yeah, then
I don't know what that means.
Oh my god.
The vegans and the vegetarians are taken care of. They should feel pretty good.
What about the normal people?
Yeah, what about us? Normal folks?
It's going to be great. Last
What's
year,
on
remember
the menu?
How great
I don't
food
know.
Was?
What I told Amy was, I'll pay for it all. I'll pull in the people to cook, you know, at the house. You just take care of it because there are a lot of people with dietary needs that won't be met if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So she took it.
Okay.
She's pulling up the menu now.
Mm-hmm.
Just read a few things that are on the menu for the big holiday party at my house tomorrow.
There's going to be a grazing board.
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
like cows graze?
We chew on the grass.
Cheese.
Oh.
And crackers.
People's hands touch it and then just put it back down?
Figs and carrots. Well, it's a big, pretty board and you can eat from it. Then we're going to have some sweet potato rounds.
What's that? Like we sing about sweet potato, sweet potato, sweet potato, sweet potato.
A fancy way to cut the potatoes in a round way with some pistachios and raisins mixed in. God.
This sounds fancy. I do not want to see the bill for this.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A citrus and arugula salad.
That sounds good.
With heirloom radishes.
Didn't get a season.
Radishes are so healthy for you guys. Grilled beets with goat cheese. Unless you're vegan, you can omit the cheese. Roasted baby cauliflower with pine nuts.
Where's the meat?
what
am I going to eat that's actually going to make me full?
Maple glazed turkey breast.
Okay.
Listen
that
to this.
Good.
Made with herbs, garlic, and lots of love.
Oh,
literally
the
what
love.
They
you
say.
You had to put the love in. That's
yes.
good. That costs extra, though. I saw that, too.
Yeah. So that's just a sample. And I don't know. I haven't totally figured out dessert, but I thought for that, we could just everybody throw out your dessert idea right now.
Oreo cookies.
Cheesecake.
Bobby?
Mm.
Are you going to have dessert? And by the way, our dinner is at, like, we get to Bobby's at 6, which means we're probably not eating till Well, shoot, he'll probably make us eat right away.
You walk in, here's your plate.
Sit down, hurry up, eat.
It's so weird how when you think of Bobby's house being like, if you're hosting, the vibe is just different. I mean, it's awesome and amazing, and it's going to be fun. But the vibe, you know, us going into it is like, okay, probably right when we get there, we probably should just start eating, do not too much mingling. And then we get done eating, like, get ready to go.
No, not exactly. We're starting early because we all have to go to bed early to get up and do the show.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right? Because we wake up early. So I said 6 o'clock. I think I have the eating to start a little bit after that.
So you've worked it into your Fit 33 lifestyle?
Just a little
lifestyle.
Bit. Yeah. Because okay. I'm not going to eat breakfast till later that day.
Got it.
Okay.
So he'll still be eating in his 8-hour window.
Yeah. And then I did hire our entertainment, who's a new artist that I really like, named Travis Denning.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
And so here is, let's play After a Few from Travis Denning.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar.
So he's going to come. I said, hey, man, come for an hour, play for half an hour, and you can eat if you want. And so I'm paying him. It was weird for me. I'm just not going to have somebody come over because they'll be like, I'll do you a favor. I don't want a favor.
Yeah.
He's a new artist that I like. And I was like, come over and I will pay you. And you just work. And so he's going to sit. You know, I have my fireplace. I have like that. There's really not a place to play. I don't even know if my house is big enough for 20 people. Amy says it is.
Yes. It's
okay.
Fine.
And so
I was getting ready at your house the other day and I went upstairs and there was bedrooms I didn't even know existed.
Well, that's true.
Just FYI. Yeah. And then
We're not going to do
it. We're going to be in there?
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
is that the makeout room?
Wait a second.
No. No, I'm just saying there's plenty of room. I think sometimes because you just live in your confined space because it's just you.
Yeah.
But I know you bought that house with the intent of like
having
your family.
An artist come over and play in the living room.
No, that one day you can fill it with family, which is great. And yeah, in this case, we're going to be your family for the night.
Here's another song. It's David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs.
David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs. November 27, turned 23. 5'9", brown hair, blue eyes.
So Amy's got the menu. I got the artist. It's going to be good, right? Tomorrow night.
You didn't give me your dessert request.
I don't know that I have one.
Okay.
Something light?
I feel like strawberries?
Strawberries.
What kind of? You got to get the, what is the strawberry shortcake?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. It'll be good. As long as it's not peanut butter, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Now.
I do like pumpkin pie.
Ooh, that's very holiday-y too.
Let's do that.
We should totally do. Does everybody like pumpkin pie?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, cheesecake.
Okay,
got you.
So we'll get it.
Yeah, cheesecake and pumpkin pie. Done.
Okay. That's what's up. That'll be tomorrow night at the house.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's just me. Anybody? You're bringing your husband?
Yes.
You bring your wife?
I believe so.
Eddie?
I'm bringing my wife.
Morgan, number two?
Just me.
Yeah. Mike D, is your girlfriend coming?
No.
All right. We'll all go up to the special room. All us single folks.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan, number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Reba McEntire is going to be in a movie. It's called Spies in Disguise, and she's voicing the character of Joy. It will be in theaters December 25th. Kacey Musgraves will be featured on the Frozen 2 soundtrack, and the song is called All Is Found.
For in this river, all is found. All is found.
Forbes dropped their list of highest paid country stars. Luke Bryan came in first with $42.5 million. Zach Brown Band came in second with $38.5 million. Keith Urban was in third with $35 million. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A little girl in Eastchester, New York is working hard to help kids that she never met smile. Her name's Abigail. And she's watching TV. She sees a commercial about children with cleft palates. And she's like, man, I want to help them. So the 9-year-old has been collecting bottles to raise money to donate to Operation Smile, a nonprofit that provides free surgeries to people born with a tear in their lip or gap in the roof of their mouth. She learned that one surgery costs about $240 and 20 bottles brings in $1. So she's out hustling, and not only have her efforts paid for some surgeries, other people are seeing her actions, jumping in to help. Surgeons, it's just a snowball.
Yeah.
You do it, it starts to help. People see you doing it, and they want to help. People see them want to help. And the next thing you know, a lot of people are being helped.
It's awesome.
Pretty cool. She's 9 years old. Anyway, I wanted to share that today. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maryland. An older gentleman walked into a bank and got a lot of money out of his bank account. And the 19-year-old teller was like, that's a lot of money. Let me write down his address. Mm. About 8:30 p.m. that night, he shows up at the door, knock, 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 forces his way in, goes and steals all the cash. When police arrived, the guy was like, yeah, I recognize him. I think he was my bank teller at the bank today.
Dang.
And they went and arrested him.
He just went no mask.
No mask. Just knocked on the door. Guy opens, forces his way in.
That's crazy, too, that guy could recognize his bank teller.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Me neither.
Unless we had a talk. And he was like, sure, there's a lot of money there. Sir, what time are you going to be home tonight? Otherwise, I don't think I would know. Anyway, yeah, what an idiot.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Time for Amy versus Lunchbox, where we ask Amy three questions for dudes. Ask Lunchbox three questions for the ladies, and we see who does the best at something that's not their strength. Are you ready to play? Lunchbox, you're up first. Here we go. After 55 seasons, what soap opera released its entire cast from their contracts and is going on hiatus after this season? 55 seasons. What soap opera let everybody go and they don't know if it's coming back?
Man, I think I've read, but I don't know if Days of Our Lives is the only one I can think of.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
That's correct.
Wow.
Lunchbox, High Cut, Tanga, and Hipster are all types of what? High Cut, Tanga, T-A-N-G-A, and Hipster are all types of what?
Jeans.
Amy, you can steal this. High Cut, Tanga, and Hipster. It's a question meant for the ladies.
Are you sure it's meant for the ladies? High Cut, Tanga, and Hipster?
They're all types of what?
Haircuts?
Oh.
I don't know.
Underwear.
Dang, I should have known that.
Okay.
You would wear granny panties, which didn't make it.
That's a guess why I didn't know.
That would be the one in your style.
Well, I need to know what Tanga underwear is.
I'm going to Google.
In Britain, this is called a jumper. What is it called in the United States? In Britain, this is called a jumper. What's it called in the United States?
It's called a jumper. Oh, it's called a... Oh, what is that thing that Tennille Towns wore? I don't know. Bodysuit.
Amy, in Britain.
I know.
It's called a jumper. In the United States, it's called this.
It can't be that we're just calling it a jumpsuit over here and they're calling it a jumper. Because sometimes we call it a romper. But I don't know the difference. So I'm going to just go with romper. Jumpsuit?
No, in Britain, they call a sweater a jumper.
Oh, I had no idea.
That is the female term. There we go. Over to Amy now.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, David Ortiz, who played 14 seasons. For what team turns 44 years old today? David Ortiz.
I don't even know what sport he plays.
I know.
I mean, literally. Right now, I have no idea if he played basketball, baseball, football. Fine. Sounds like a baseball player.
David Ortiz played 14 seasons for what team?
14 seasons. I mean, that's also a long run, but there's a lot of baseball. I feel like Ortiz is baseball, and the team is the Cubs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lunchbox?
It's the Red Sox.
Whatever. Boston Red Sox.
Oh, so I got the sport right.
You did.
Too bad that wasn't the question.
Amy, car with a door across the full width at the back end that opens upward to provide easy access for loading is called a what? You really got the harder questions today, for sure.
Isn't that like a
car with a door across the full width at the back end that opens upward to provide easy access for loading is called a what?
A minivan. I don't know. That slides.
Lunchbox? Upward,
like it's a hatchback.
It's a hatchback.
What? Oh, I was picturing like the Lamborghini and the... Okay.
And then finally, Monday Night Football tonight, Chiefs at the Chargers.
Okay.
Where do the Chiefs play? Where do the Chargers play? Excuse me. Where do the Chargers play?
Where do they play? Like what city? The Detroit Lions? Is it Lions? Is Detroit Lions?
The Detroit is.
Okay, at least.
But the Chargers are Lunchbox?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
There you go. But that's new, right?
Ish.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years-ish.
But okay, it's still right.
I know.
They didn't move from Detroit, though.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Lunchbox is the winner. Congratulations. That means the score is Lunchbox 4, Amy 2.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there, and they stay there.
Nice job, you two. Amy, well, no, you didn't get any right, did you?
No, I didn't even get any of the steel. No, nothing. Got nothing.
Yeah, it's a tough.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Alena.
All right, tonight's semifinals of Dancing with the Stars, and Lauren's on the phone. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
I got to know where your head's at right now, because last week, you're in the bottom two. What does that feel like on TV when you're in the bottom two?
Well, not great.
I didn't think so. But did you think that you would be cut, or because you're up against Spicer, you knew the judges would cut him?
I mean, honestly, in that moment, I kind of figured they would let him go because he had such low scores. But it was still horrible to be in the bottom two.
Yeah, I know. That stinks.
I would like to not be in the bottom two again.
So that's why she's on the phone right now, is that... You guys tonight, watching or not, and you can watch Lauren's socials or watch me on Twitter, Amy on Instagram story. Like, we'll give you the way to text in and vote for Lauren, because if she makes it through tonight, then she goes to the big finals. I'm going to be at the finals. I need to see her dancing while I'm there, Amy.
That's right.
That's the goal there.
Yep.
And so, okay, Lauren's on right now, and you're doing redemption dance for tonight, right? Where you go back and do one of the ones you didn't like earlier in the year that you didn't do that well on?
Well, I didn't get to pick it. The judges picked it. But yes, we're doing a dance that everyone was like assigned a judge, and a judge picked the redemption dance.
And your judge is?
Lynn.
Oh, I had Lynn too on mine. He's the middle one. Mm-hmm. The old cranky Lynn, who, by the way, is lovely outside of the show. Just a lovely guy. I was looking at the Vegas odds, Lauren. You are right now, you and Allie Brooke are pretty close for that third Vegas odds spot. So if people are betting money, it's Vanderbeek first, Hannah Brown second, and you and Allie are really close for that next spot, and then Kel is the worst odds right now. But you can shift that, because if I'm just telling you, when I was out, I was last of everyone. Odds don't mean anything. Okay, so you're going in tonight. How's your body?
It's great.
You know, ribs hurt or no?
Yeah, but I'm okay. I mean, they've hurt the whole time. It's all good. I'm just... Two more weeks. I've got today and next week if I make it through. So,
who have you become closest with on the show?
Allie Brooke.
From?
And James Vanderbeek.
Both. Yeah, you know, I actually talked. James called me a few days ago. Did he tell you that?
He did not.
Wait, do you say that in a loving way or like irritated way?
No, he didn't tell me.
Oh, no, he loves you. James Vanderbeek loves you.
I love him, too, so much.
He was like, I got to tell you, because he knows you and I are close, because I got to tell you, Lauren is, like, the best person. And I said, I know. I wouldn't be friends with her if she wasn't. Like, he was just singing your praises.
Oh, that's so nice. He's a really good man. He's got a beautiful family. I love his kids and his wife.
Let's not love him too much. You're up against him, Lauren. You can love him after the show.
Yes, stay in that
goodness, competitive. Bobby.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll be voting for you tonight. We're watching Lauren Alena tonight. Dancing with the Stars. We got to come together. B team, Lauren, you got to get those scores, and we got to get the votes in, and together we'll get you through another week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, there's
no bottom two.
Well, who cares? Just get through. Who cares about bottom two? Just whatever. Yeah, no bottom two. Right. But as long as you get through.
Well, I'm just worried if I got in the bottom two now that I wouldn't be saved.
You're going to have to win on things other than dancing, because you're not the dancer that Vanderbeek is. And Hannah has 15 years of experience, so you're and Allie's a professional pop star.
Dancing. I'm the only dancer left that didn't have dance experience.
So my point is, you're going to have to do something in those talk breaks to say something to resonate with people, get high enough scores, that keeps you close, but then get all the votes.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, streak. Do that. Just streak. Just go and.
Bobby, this is your advice.
No, I'm just saying you have to win it in that spot. The people have to win it for you. Okay, Lauren, Elena, that's it. We're voting for tonight, Dancing with the Stars. Lauren, we'll talk to you soon. Good luck tonight, okay?
Thank you. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So two Arkansas chemistry professors from Henderson State were arrested for accusations that they were allegedly making meth. So real life Breaking Bad going down. With two professors, 40 years old and 45 years old.
I mean, you had to see that show and go, well, times aren't going good for me either. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a drug problem there. I grew up there. I mean, I went to school there. So if you have the skills and you need the money and you're brave or stupid, one of the two, you're right there. People in the building were smelling it.
Yeah. Crazy. Back in like early October, there was a weird smell, an undetermined chemical odor. And when they researched it, they could tell what the odor came from. And that's what's commonly used to make meth.
Oof. I just wonder, because there are two of them. There are two professors, right?
Yes. And they're both grown 40 years and 45 years old.
Well, I would expect that to be. Like the fact that they're adult, I imagine they would be adults. But I'm saying one of them had to go to the other with that question of, hey, you want to make some meth?
Yeah, that's
like
awkward.
One of them has to take that risk of exposing that he has thoughts of making methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's like, eh, why not?
Or he could be like, no way, dude, you're crazy.
No, but I'm saying they did. The other guy got lucky. The guy was like, you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
I pictured it one day, one of them being like, oh, man, oh, I got some bills to pay. I can't. Like, and one of them freaking out about money. And then the other one already had the idea. And he's like, hey.
Oh, you've built this story in your
mind. Well, I just thought that you got to be kind of desperate to, like, Heisenberg, professor from Breaking Bad, he was desperate. He had cancer. There was bills. Like, there was lots of stuff. So he was desperate. And so that's what I pictured. It was a desperate situation. But then since there's two people, the other guy had the idea, told the desperate guy, I got a plan.
I picture another guy going, you think we can make meth? is that possible? We could just, like, goof around? And he's like, yeah, why not? And then all of a sudden they make one piece of meth.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. What else?
Well, here's a legal way to make some money if you would like to get paid $1,000 to watch Hallmark Christmas movies. So CenturyLinkQuote.com is accepting applications for you to watch 24 Christmas movies in 12 days. That's what you have to do to get picked. So make sure you've got that on your calendar. But the application deadline is Friday, December 6th. So get it in there and you could win $1,000 and like Christmas cookies, hot cocoa, a streaming service subscription, all kinds of stuff.
It's just two movies a day and they're about an hour each. So that's not like having to spend the night watching 100 movies.
Yeah.
Or one of those astronaut studies they make you do.
Mm-hmm. It's actually totally doable.
I did see a friend that applied for that because she thought it would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't heard back yet.
Oh.
But, all right, what else?
Well, this deadline, December 6th. And lastly, I know how to figure out if your relationship is going to last. I saw this thing that said your friends know best. It was a study done by Purdue University, and it found that a woman's friends, if they kept a record of like everybody that she was dating, and then you went back and got the friend's opinion, they always knew if it was going to last or not. And so I just thought, Bobby, you probably just need my opinion for anybody that you're dating.
I get your opinion already all the time.
And I'll know if it's going to last or not.
Plenty. I get your opinion.
And then, but I don't really know for sure what the update is on your dating life.
It's good. Not today, folks.
Sorry,
well, you have
coach.
1, 2, 3, 4. You have like 6 friends right here.
We'll tell you.
That can tell you. And then you'll really know.
I don't understand your question.
Well, if you give us an update on where you are with dating.
But I don't think it's just dating. I think if you're with someone, the friends can tell you if it's going to work or not. I don't think if you just meet somebody, that's not the point of that story.
Oh, we're good. Like,
no,
we're that good.
Okay.
But right. You'll give us an update.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? Here's the update.
Here we go.
No, there's no update.
Crickets.
All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this toddler needed a new kidney, and the mom was pretty desperate and was like, we got to find somebody. So she took to social media to post that her 2-year-old needed a kidney transplant, and a 21-year-old responded that they wanted to help, got tested, was a match, the surgery has happened, and it was all a success.
I wonder if you just have to give part of your kidney if you're an adult and it's to a 2-year-old. Because obviously you can't stick a full kidney in them, right? And then does that kidney grow?
Good question. I don't know.
I love the story. I think it's a great story. I'm glad you did that.
The liver, you can do that, and your liver will regenerate, but not a kidney.
Like a starfish.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good question.
I love that she went out and used social media. Someone said, I'll do
and
it.
Yeah, it worked.
Can you imagine a baby, though, with a big old kidney? Like a two-year-old, like a big old. She just has to grow into her kidney.
Yeah.
It's like clothes. I used to get a lot of hand-me-downs growing up from, like, older cousins. And I would have to grow into the clothes. So they'd be way big on me. And then finally they would get to normal size on me after I grew.
Yeah.
This girl has to grow into a kidney.
Yes. Same thing, but inside her body.
Okay. People who donate a kidney can live healthy lives. There is usually enough space in the child's belly for the new kidney to fit.
Wow. So it's the whole thing.
Yeah. So it's the whole, yeah.
Wow.
Well, because I didn't know as our bodies grow, do some of our organs, they don't maybe grow.
Our bodies grow.
But our organs stay the same.
Yes, they
all right.
Do.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Reba McEntire is going to be in a movie. It's called Spies in Disguise, and she's voicing the character of Joy, and it's coming out on Christmas Day.
A cartoon, right?
Yes.
Have you heard of Spies in Disguise?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And it's coming out Christmas. Is it a big Pixar, Disney, one of the, because nobody else can afford Reba. Can you imagine what it costs to get Reba in your cartoon? That's crazy. All right, Morgan, number two. What else you got?
Kacey Musgraves will be featured on the Frozen 2 soundtrack, and the song is called All Is Found.
Over in this river, all is found. All is found.
Sounds a bit Civil War-ish.
It does, doesn't it?
I would listen to that. I mean, I'm not going to watch Frozen 2. I did have a friend hit me up this weekend and go, have you seen Frozen yet? Because she told me to months ago.
Oh, have you?
No. And she was like, it'll change your life.
No, that's not true.
No, she did say that. Who has seen Frozen?
I have.
Yes.
Did you guys love it?
No.
Okay, there you go. But you're adults.
Correct.
And I'm not.
But there's some good kids movies out there. That one, just not my favorite.
Inside Out, your favorite?
One of the good ones.
That's the one in the brain, right?
Yes.
But the best, I've only seen like three ever, but Coco is my leader in the clubhouse.
Coco's great.
Is it the best? For adults, what's the best cartoon?
I think the Toy Story ones are pretty good.
You know, Eddie, I like Coco better than Toy Story.
Coco's great. It reminds you of me, huh?
No, it doesn't. It reminds me of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Morgan, number two, what else?
Forbes dropped their list of highest paid country stars. Luke Bryan came in first with $42.5 million.
Amy, you were right. Luke Bryan. Okay. Let's do 5-1 at number. Do you have the top five?
I do.
At number five.
Kenny Chesney with $31
million. Okay, number four.
Blake Shelton with $32
million. Now, does that count the voice money too?
Yes.
Okay. At number three?
Keith Urban with $35
million. Wow.
Oh. He's doing okay.
Not bad.
At number two?
And Zach Brown Band with $38.5 million.
And then Luke at number one. I wonder how much ZBB has to split, though.
Oh, yeah, it's the whole band.
It's a big band. So, okay, cool. There you go. And all that's money from not just touring, but everything else.
Everything that they do.
Luke got that American Idol money coming
in.
Man,
yeah. Buddies.
All right, there you go. All right, Morgan, number two, thank you.
Morgan, number two, that's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, let's go over to Amy and get the Thanksgiving morning corny, which is up until Thanksgiving Day. It's all Thanksgiving jokes. Go ahead.
The morning corny.
What do you call a turkey walking around the day after Thanksgiving?
What do you call a turkey walking around the day after Thanksgiving?
Lucky.
There you go.
That was the morning corny.
If you guys want to hop on, we'd love to talk to you. Erin in Texas has called us. Let's talk to her now. Erin, what's happening with you?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just wondering, Bobby, we saw your Insta story where you and Morgan, too, were doing that bouncing act, and we've been trying to do it all weekend, me and my husband, and we can't figure it out. Is there, like, a trick or something?
Well, I'll say this. On TikTok, I went viral. I got 1.6 million views.
Oh, wow.
On that?
On a video that Morgan number two and I did where I sit on her knees and we balance each other. It's like we're both levitating.
Yeah.
And it's the first time that I've ever put something up and it went viral that quick. So we got, as of right now, just from putting that up, like late Friday night, I got 1.6 million views.
Oh, crazy. That's crazy.
And what it is Morgan number two lays, she's not even laying. So imagine that her palms are on the ground and then her belly button's like pushing up toward the air. Mm-hmm. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I sit on her knees and I put my feet behind her arms and then you balance and all of a sudden you're both floating. It looks like you're floating. There is no trick to it, Aaron, except for it's just a balancing thing. It's on my TikTok at Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm not sure everybody has TikTok that listens. Only people 12 and below have TikToks.
And you.
And me. But there's a picture of it, though, on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
It is.
There is no trick. It's just, Morgan number two, is there a trick to that?
No, there was no trick. It was really difficult.
But you and Eddie were trying to do it, and y'all couldn't do it.
We failed 20 times.
Okay.
Not we, Eddie.
So there's got to be.
There's a common denominator here.
Right. I mean, there's something to it.
Yeah. The trick is, we both were just like, all right, let's counterbalance our weight.
Strong core, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Or just a sense of balance. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's see what's happening with everybody, especially from over the weekend, in a segment that we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
So my dog has had a cone on his head, and he had eye surgery, and the vet's like, leave it on for a week. Well, I just got annoyed with it. I took it off of him after 5 days, which is probably fine. Because I feel like it's like an oil change. Like,
but how long did the vet say?
Well, he said a week.
Okay.
But I was on for like 5 days, and I was like, I'm just tired of this cone. He's tired of the cone. We're both tired of the cone. 5 days was enough time for that eyeball to heal up, I felt. Mm-hmm. So I took it off of him. It was great, right? So we hung out all weekend because Eddie and I did a show in Las Vegas Friday night, but I was back Saturday, all day yesterday. Living life. But here's the thing. I have to give him this medicine still for his eye. And so I give him this one half a pill twice a day. And then the vet gave me sedatives to give him if he was a little too anxious and bouncing around while being injured. Because you don't want something to rip out because he's going nuts. I don't think he needs the sedatives anymore, but I still give him one. Is that bad? Because I like it when he's more relaxed.
Oh. I mean, I guess it's okay until you run out. But yeah,
I'm still within the prescription.
Right, as long as you're within the prescription. But
and
then
I'm not sure he needs
them.
Again, I'm not sure he needs them, but he's so much better when he's just like chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I just think that you're going to get used to him being that way.
I know, it's awesome.
And then you're going to get addicted to it, and you're going to try to refill the prescription or go on the black market, and that's where we draw the line.
Well, I'm not going to do either one of those.
Okay.
But
because, I mean, he can, poor guy, what if in his brain he's like, why is he paralyzing me like this?
I think he likes it. I wish somebody forced down four sedatives in me. But for everybody asking, he's doing great. No cone. You can see on my Instagram his first no cone picture. And he is slowly on the mend back up to decent health.
How much does he weigh now?
And I don't know.
But do you know how big he's supposed to get?
1 million pounds because he keeps growing and his paws are still too big.
Oh,
he's a bulldog.
Gosh.
But
yeah, we get to see him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is he going to be normal or
I'm going to sedate the crap out of him for the dinner. I'm going to put sedative. I have so many from the dog. You're all getting it in your plates without knowing.
Oh, everyone's
getting it. It's
going
to be the chillest party ever.
Yeah, everybody. All right. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Amy, what's up?
So I go to Target way more because my dad's little assisted living place is right next to a Target. And so now I'm like full-blown Target. I got the Target app. I'm all in, which is amazing. I didn't even know this. But when you're checking out, sort of too, like when you're at Whole Foods, if you have an Amazon app, like stores, they just ask you to pull up your app and they scan it and boom, you have instant savings. I had no idea.
So all the coupons are built into the phone and the app?
Yes. Mm. And so that's so much easier than having to know like what, and they scan. I mean, it's so easy. So I'm glad I got the app. I've put off getting the app for like a couple years just because I didn't want to spend more money than I need to. But it's actually saving me a little bit of money. And Target has the cutest clothes right now.
Amy came in this morning and I was like, hey, that's a cute jacket. Is it vintage? She's like, no, I got it at Target. $29.
Yes.
Yeah. Like today she's rocking a jacket.
So yeah, if you're looking to do some Christmas shopping, I would hit up Target right now.
It's a sweet Barry Manilow t-shirt you have on.
Oh, this was free 99. I got it from my friend Bobby, who probably paid a pretty penny for it.
And we wear the same t-shirt size.
Yeah.
No, it's a little tighter on me than it is her. It's a little big on you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like a 1981 tour t-shirt, Barry Manilow.
Yes.
How many Barry Manilow songs can you name?
Oh, fill me up, Buttercup.
No.
No. I want to rock with you.
That's Michael Jackson.
What is it again?
That's a Copa.
Copacabana.
You should know two songs, though, if you're going to wear an artist shirt.
No, that's if I buy the shirt myself. If it's gifted to me, I don't need to know anything.
Mandy, you came and you left without a hint. But if time is a day, oh, man. You know that song?
Oh, Mandy.
There you go. All right, good. Looks like we made it.
That's Shania.
No.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
No, that's a different song. No,
I was like, wait a minute.
I write the songs. Anyway, hey, there you go, Amy.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Oh, man, I felt baby number two kick for the first time this weekend. We were watching some TV, and my wife was like, oh, baby's kicking, baby's kicking. Every time she says that, I put my hand there, baby stops kicking. But we were watching TV, and it was kicking along, and I was like, man, that was pretty cool.
How old is the baby?
Baby is, I guess, 24 weeks tomorrow.
Oh.
Wow.
So we're getting there quick. I mean, March 10th is going to be here before we know it. It is creeping up, and we have nothing prepared. We have a bassinet, and that's about it, and a hand-me-down clothes.
And baby number two, you probably feel like you got it, though, huh?
Yeah, I feel like we got it under control because we've done one so far, and we have clothes from the first one. All we need to buy is diapers, and I guess that's about it.
Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie, wrap us up here.
So, like Bone said, we did go to Vegas this weekend for a Raging Idiots show, and I did something at the Vegas airport that I'd never done before. I played a slot machine before my flight.
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't do any, and Eddie's like just jonesing to gamble.
Yeah, because I hadn't gambled at all. I was like, there's a slot machine calling my name right there. So I put $10 in it, doubled my money. Woo! And like a smart gambler, I cashed out, and we headed home.
Was it time to board?
He started yelling like he won $1,000.
How early was it?
It was so early. We're all like, "What is happening?" We started. He goes, "Whoa!"
And it was the Wheel of Fortune. And
everyone is so tired where we are, and they're all like, "He better have won $1,000 to be this loud." And he's like, "I won $20." It was fun.
It was
That's
a
good.
Win.
Hey,
what's the hat?
A guy proposed to his girlfriend while surfing because they're both surfers, and he drops the ring in the water.
Oh.
Yeah, that stinks. His name is Christopher Garth. He had gone out surfing with his girl Lauren, and he had the ring in his pocket while riding a wave.
I mean,
he knelt down on one knee while she was surfing next to him and popped the question. Just as the ring slipped from his fingers, she said yes, and then the ring was no longer with them. I don't think they ever found the ring.
I mean,
in the ocean.
Yeah. The odds are slim. You know how a surfboard, they have that little thing that you tie it around your ankle so you don't lose your board? He should have gotten a string and tied the ring around something.
Well, some people tie it around their ankle. When I went to Hawaii last year with American Idol, I didn't surf, but they were like, hey, you can go out and like ride on your stomach or you can stand up paddleboard, and had one of those. And I thought you tied it on your wrist. And so I had it tied to my wrist. Mm-hmm. And then I remember telling Kip Moore that in the studio because he's a surfer. He thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. And I remember people were staring at me like, what? I thought, man, they've been really digging my style here. I'm standing up paddleboarding the crap out of this thing. No, I just had it on the wrong part of my body.
Yep.
Never grew up around the ocean, though. I grew up in Arkansas. But we're talking about what went wrong at your proposal. Kelsey in Virginia is on the phone. Kelsey, what's happening with you?
Hi, my then boyfriend actually proposed at Disney World, and he ended up grabbing the wrong hand and putting the ring on the wrong hand.
So he went with your right hand. He put it on the wrong.
Yep.
And
that's funny.
Did you take that as a sign?
I didn't realize. I think I was just in shock until afterwards, and I was like, "Wait, it's on the wrong hand." So all of our pictures are with the right hand instead of the left hand.
That's cute.
Oh, that's okay. So the pictures would definitely be a thing. All right. Yeah. I didn't know if maybe you put it on the wrong hand, so it was the wrong guy. Oh. Anything to sign. Okay, but you guys are still together?
Yeah, everything's fine. Yes, we are, sir.
Are you married?
We're getting married next year.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations, and I appreciate you calling the show.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Let's go over to Chris in Florida. Here we go. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So, this was actually 32 years ago. My boyfriend and I had gone into New York City, and he planned this great horse-drawn carriage ride through Central Park, and we were sitting on the carriage, and I'm all excited, and we get through the whole park, and nothing happens, and then we go out to dinner, and nothing happens.
So I'm kind of like, what's going on? So we get back to the hotel, and he comes over to me and gets on one knee. He goes, I was going to propose to you, but I was afraid that somebody was going to jump out of the bushes or through the trees and steal the ring. So will you marry me?
Wait, so he didn't, he felt like you were going to get...
Like every spot in New York City thought you'd get mugged?
You believe
yeah,
the movies.
Yeah, yeah, well, it was 32 years ago, so...
Okay. Yes. I mean, he's really believing those sitcoms, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I would say, yeah, when we went on our honeymoon, he made me leave the rings home because he was afraid that, you know,
we'd
be wow. I mean, it must be a big ring.
This guy, he's scared. Are you guys still together?
Yes, 32 years and 8 kids, are 8 grandkids.
Eight?
Wow.
Holy cow.
Grandkids.
Well, I appreciate that call, yes. Chris. Congratulations.
Are you allowed to wear your ring now?
Yes, I am allowed to wear my ring now, yes.
Okay.
Chris, have a great morning. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Kendall in Florida, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What happened with the proposal that kind of went wrong? Go ahead.
So it wasn't necessarily during the proposal. So I was on a cruise, and my husband proposed on a helicopter pad. And immediately after, he ended up getting the norovirus and started profusely vomiting, and I thought he was having second thoughts, but that ended up not being the case. He ended up having the norovirus. He ended up being quarantined for 24 hours in the room. So that's kind of our story to how he proposed.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hot.
It was not fun. She was like...
Yeah, so you get engaged, and then you think, maybe he didn't want to do this.
Yeah, he's so nervous.
Yeah, I thought that's why, because we went had the formal dinner right after, and we were at the table, and he looked really queasy, and I wasn't sure if everything was okay, and then he ran away from the table into the bathroom, and I followed him, and that's where he started vomiting, and we ended up having to go to, they have a clinic on the cruise, and they quarantined him for an entire day.
Wow.
Did you get in with him?
No, I didn't. I ended up enjoying the rest of my cruise.
Kendall, appreciate that story. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you later. Hey, yeah, thanks for all the calls. Appreciate those. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm told there's an update to the surfing story to where the guy dropped the ring in the ocean, and that became a story, but then they found out later that that was a joke. That he actually hid the real ring back on the beach.
Oh. Okay, so he's not as...
So he's not as dumb. But that doesn't mean some of our listeners didn't have crappy things happen to them.
Yeah, I know. It's still good.
Let's go over to Emily in Arkansas, who's on the phone. Hey, Emily, thanks for calling the show. What's going on?
No problem. I was just calling about a proposal kind of fail.
Yeah, what happened with you?
What went wrong. So we love Branson. It's a little our city. We have a favorite ride. It's called Outlaw Run. And we've been together almost 6 years, and so I thought, okay, he just came home from deployment. He might propose, you know, but I wasn't really sure. And so we went to Branson. We get on our favorite ride, and he, like, did something with his hands, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he made an obscene gesture. So when we stopped, I said, did you make an obscene gesture? And he was like, what? You'll just have to see the picture. And I was like, okay. So we get in there, and the pictures are down. And he had held up the empty ring box because, you know, he's not going to hold the ring out, hoping that it would pivot to a proposal.
Oh, so he was timing that picture out
Yes. With
the ring box, but then the pictures were broken?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
man.
The odds. So then what
happened?
He
still did propose.
Yeah.
We got into the gift shop, and I said, the woman's famous, the pictures are down. And he was like, yeah.
Oh, no. Just deflated him.
Yeah, so he kind of stalled in the gift shop, and then we walked out, and he got down on one knee, and he said, I know you've been looking forward to this for a long time. The pictures were down, but this is what I held up, and I was like, what? So,
that's
yeah.
a funny story.
But, yeah, so he really tried.
Yeah, he did try.
I mean, I got to give him props.
All right, well, hey, thank you for that call, and you guys are still together?
No problem. Oh, yes, of course.
How many years?
It's been almost 6 years.
All right, there they are.
So we'll get married in 2021.
Oh, wait. You haven't been...
When did he propose?
When was this?
About September. It was in September.
Oh, this year?
Yes.
Oh, and they're getting married next in 2021.
In 2 years?
What's
the holdup?
Yeah, what's happening?
We actually are moving to California next year.
Yeah.
He's getting out of the military. And so we just have so much coming up. We're listing the house. Getting out of the military. We have a cruise. So it's already been 6 years that we've been together. So, well, you know, it's all right.
You we'll get those military benefits. What do you don't want in on that?
No, it's okay.
Well, tell them we said thanks for serving, but also, let's go. Move this thing along a little faster. Yeah, a little bit of both. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, appreciate you, but also, let's get this thing going. Hey, appreciate that story, Emily. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, guys. Let's go over to Justin in Wichita. Justin, what's happening, bud? Thanks for calling the show. Go ahead.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
That's awesome. So, Bobby Bones, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So, a couple months ago, you went to Ireland on a trip. I was wondering if that was when you filmed Bear Grylls Running Wild.
No, I went
and
to...
And the Ireland trip I went was to... just a setup.
No. I went to Ireland because I went by myself and I didn't have anybody to go with. And it was... Bear Grylls, I went to Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... I don't know, 3 months or so ago? I just didn't say where I was going straight up. So, no, Ireland wasn't a cover because I posted pictures when I went to Ireland. But I went to, like, northern Norway and almost died.
What's it called there? The what?
The fjords.
The fjords.
Under the fjords of Norway. And my episode's in January, and I can't wait for everybody to see it because I'm going to tell you. So, I go, like, rock climbing yesterday, fake rock climbing, at a rock climbing center.
Like, inside.
Inside, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. And look at my hand. I like tore a little bit of my hand.
I was wondering what that Band-Aid was.
What?
I got binky hands.
After but all that? After all the, hanging out with bears?
Little, so, those little rubber rocks?
Yeah.
They're not rubber rocks. It's not like...
Okay, plastic?
So this is what happened. So a girl calls me and goes, hey, let's go rock climbing. And I was like, that sounds fun. Why not? Let's go rock climbing. So I meet her and we go rock climbing. Except she's a lot better than I am. Oh. And I don't care. But she's like, all up the rocks. And I'm like, ah, great. And so I'm okay. I'm okay to pretty bad. That's kind of my range. And so I'm up and I like tear my hand.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, by tear my hand, I mean, it's just barely. I'm such a wimp. And I'm climbing these rocks. But here's what happened. I get to the top and I like a little bit, it starts to feel like that Bear Grylls episode. And I really have a minor freak out moment. There's a part of this show and Eddie has seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really scary for me. The most scared I've ever been in my life was during this Bear Grylls episode when I was on top of something having to go. And doing the rock wall yesterday.
You had a flashback?
Big time. And I felt my heart go like that. There's only been a couple times in my life where I thought I might die. One of them was during this Bear Grylls show. And I had a little flashback yesterday climbing this rock wall. I shouldn't say too much about what happened on the show, but it's
incredible.
It stunk yesterday. And I had to take a minute because I was kind of with her. And I was like, ooh, I need a second.
Did you explain to her?
No. I just was made a couple jokes. We kind of walked around a little bit. It was tough. It was tough.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I didn't think it was affecting me that much. But I got to the top of the wall and I didn't want to let go.
Wow.
I was like, oh, no. I didn't even get to the top. Let me not lie. And I think about it. I got like 3/4 up because I couldn't make it to the top. Not very high. Not very high. But I wasn't very good at the rock wall. I got up some of them and not all of them.
At what point did you get a Band-Aid?
Well, at the end of the day.
After you went home, right?
Well, I went and I went to act like I needed my shoe fixed. And I was like, do you guys have anything to fix my hand? And they just gave me some tape. They were just wrap it up. And I did, and it didn't work very well. But it's good.
Maybe she was into that.
It's hard to be into wimps. Just for no other reason. I'm just a wimpy guy. And as soon as I had like a little bitty cut, I was kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, I'm just going to hang out. We'll just talk. Yeah. Yeah. Justin, that's the deal, though. No, I went to Ireland by myself, and then I went to Norway for Bear Grylls, and I almost died on that show. And hopefully you'll watch it in January.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. I've been watching it, and I watched Brie Larson. That's what made me think of it. So I thought I'd call and ask.
All right, bud. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
All right, see you later. Let's go to Anthony in Boston, who's on the phone. Anthony, what's going on with you?
What's going on, Bobby?
You're on the air in Boston. What do you want to say, man?
I just wanted to say I just appreciate the whole show. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning at work. You guys start my day off right. And I just wish there was a lot more people like you, Bobby. I love how you give back and just a very outgoing and awesome guy.
But what about how wimpy I am? Let's talk about that, Anthony. I just told you. I tried to go rock climbing. I got a boo-boo on my hand. I'm in here with the Band-Aid that's far too big. Like, I basically, my hand's wrapped all the way for, like, a tiny cut. Like, are we sure we need more people like me, Anthony?
Hey, man, we need people like you, and then we need, I guess, tougher guys if you want to call yourself a wimp.
All right, Anthony. I appreciate that call, bud.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day. That's nice. 7 in 10 parents admit they've sent their sick child to school. What do you think about that?
I could see how you just want to hope they're not sick and cross your fingers, and because then it affects your whole day. Like, you either have to stay home from work or take off from work or figure out what you're gonna do with them. So I could see where maybe you're just in denial and you do it. I hope that parents don't, like, legit do it on purpose. Like, if your child has a fever, I mean, I had to pick up Stashira from school early one day last week. She threw up and she didn't have a temperature and she ended up being fine, but we had to go grab her and take her
home. What was that about? I remember you saying that.
I don't know. I mean, she ended up just, her stomach was really upset the rest of the day, but luckily it never went any further and she went back to school the next day.
Is that the first time she had to come out of school for illness?
Mm-hmm. And Stevenson saw that she got to go home. And so now he's like, is that all it takes? He's like, my stomach hurts. I'm like, nobody, you got to stay in school. She threw off.
One of the main reasons is because parents can't afford to stay home and take the child. They can't miss work. So school attendance is super important. But also, I mean, if your kid's sick, you don't want to send them for a couple of reasons. One, for their sake, but two, for the other kids there too. And so oftentimes a sick child doesn't even make it through a full day of school with the parents having to go back and pick them up anyway. But yeah, they say 7 out of 10 parents. Eddie, you have 4 kids. How many are in school?
3.
So your 2 kids and your 1 foster kid are in school.
Correct. And then the baby is 9 months old, so he stays home.
Yeah.
But I've done it before. And it's not purposefully, but I've sent my kids to school sick, just kind of with sniffles or whatever, or they got like...
Like, symptoms. There's a line. There's a line. You would, like, if you're kind of sick, you send them, but if they're really sick, you don't.
Like Amy said, when there's a fever, like, no way, you just can't do that. But I've done it before. I feel like every parent's done it.
You look like you're proud of it, actually.
I mean, because I feel like I'm not alone.
Yeah, I don't think
seven
he's alone.
And 10.
Yeah.
I was looking at your Instagram, Amy, where your son was doing an impression of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my back. He's my, like, back hurts.
Yeah.
That is,
Dad, will you rub my back? Or I guess he was referring to my husband. But that's, I guess he hears me say that a lot or walk like that a lot around the house. And so, yeah, now I know how he'll remember me.
But your back still isn't good?
It's getting better. I'm doing certain exercises and I have a brace. It's really helping it. But sometimes it just feels worse than others. So he probably sees a lot of that at home. Like in the beginning of the day, like the mornings for me are rough because it's not warm. But
I wonder if this is chronic in the whole rest of your life because you fell at the airport when you stepped on ice, that your back is always going to hurt you.
Yeah, I don't know. From the x-rays that were taken, it seems like it's going to be pretty chronic, but there's physical therapy that I can do to help it, which is what I'm trying to do.
Like, the chronic injuries are tough. I have never had one, but for a while when I hurt my b-hole and I had to go to the doctor, and I'm healed up now, like 99%, which is good.
Good for you.
But they were like, it's chronic because you keep using it. Same thing with your back. It's hard to fix it all the way.
Right.
Because you keep using it.
I've learned certain exercises that irritate it, like certain workouts that I used to do, I can't do. Or like, I went to yoga the other day with a friend that's a yoga instructor, but it was helpful to have her there with me because she knew where my pain was. And she told me, don't do X, Y, and Z. And so in the middle of class, she would look at me and say, don't do that, don't do that. And I was like, oh, because to me, it would make sense for me to be able to do that. But that's something that could irritate it. So just learning how to manage it.
By the way, her friend is my ex-girlfriend.
Right, I caught that.
Yeah.
You could have come too. You were busy. No. You were busy working. You could have come to yoga, I mean.
Yeah, I was busy.
Yeah.
So I've just got to pay the bills.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Steven is a man that loves dogs. He loves dogs, but the only problem is he's blind. So he goes on this Facebook page and he says, guys, would you please describe to me in detail your dogs? That way I can know what your dog looks like. Like, I want to know the breed, the coat, like, what's its strengths, weaknesses. It gives me happiness to know about other people's dogs. And he thought he'd get a couple responses. Thousands of people are going on this Facebook page and describing their dogs to this guy because he loves dogs so much.
I saw that. And Facebook is usually pretty awful.
Yeah.
But this is a great story there. And it's like thousands of people that are like, here's my dog, here's what he does, here's his tail wagging, here, and they're just describing it out for him. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I do want to throw up a 60-second showdown, though. Let's see. Why don't we play with Brittany in Nashville? Hey, Brittany.
Hey, how's it going?
You pretty good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm heading to work today. It's going to be my last day for my week, and then I'm off.
What kind of job do you have where you're off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
I'm a flight nurse.
A flight nurse or a fight nurse?
Flight, like in a helicopter.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Wait, do you actually go up in the helicopter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then what happens? Like somebody's hurt, you help them, you put them in, like you're basically a paramedic but in the sky?
So, yeah, we have a paramedic and a nurse, and we either go to hospitals if they need, like, a higher level of care, we'll take them to a bigger hospital, you know, or if it's a bad, like, accident and the ground ambulance calls us, we'll go to that scene and we'll pick up a patient from there and transport them to, like, a trauma center.
Wow, what a job. Are you so stressed out at your job?
No. I love my job.
I guess it would be, I mean, you have to do it because you love helping people, right? I mean, to do what you do, that's a person, that's a people job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I just feel like I would be stressed out all the time. Like, the pressure is always on. Well, good for you for not feeling like that, because if you're stressed out, you're not working at your highest capacity. Okay, we'll play the game. Let's see. I kind of want her to win now.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't even told her the categories yet. Okay, so what's going to happen is, Brittany, is I'm going to give you three categories. You pick your category first. Famous dogs on TV and in movies. Okay, so famous dogs, okay? The second category is Friends, the TV show.
Ooh.
The third category. Hold on. There's still one more. The third category is history.
Oh.
So you have Friends, the TV show, famous dogs, or history. Which one would you like?
Let's do famous dogs.
Okay. So I have 10 questions here for you. If you get them all right in 60 seconds, you win $100 of my money. And if you don't, you don't. But it is fun anyway, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you can pass anytime. We'll come back to it. Even if you miss it, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to play the 60-second showdown? Yes. Say yes.
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 Or her. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I get a little ahead of myself. The first question, the timer starts when I'm done with the first question. Here we go. Question number one. Famous dogs, by the way, is the category. Famous dogs. What movie starred Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston as they adopted a yellow lab?
Marley and Me.
Correct. What's the name of the Tanner's family dog in Full House?
Ooh, pass.
What TV show is about a smart and fearless collie that performs a series of heroic tasks?
Lassie.
Correct. What kind of dog was Air Bud?
A lab.
Incorrect. Based on the novel, what film stars Diane Lane and John Cusack? It's a dog film.
Oh, cat.
Named after the famous composer, what St. Bernard dog brings together the Newton family with his loving nature?
Beethoven.
Correct. What's the name of the American children's book series about a giant red dog?
Giant red dog? Old Yeller?
Incorrect. What TV
show? Clifford.
No, we're going to come back to it. What TV show was about an orphan boy, Rusty, and his German shepherd as they traveled together to help soldiers?
Ooh, I don't know, Pat.
What's the name of the toy wiener dog in the Toy Story movie?
Blink.
Ooh, she did okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That was tough.
Oh, was it to you guys?
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
I'm looking at the questions. So obviously they're not as tough to me, and I feel like I would know them. Okay, you didn't win, but let's see how these other ones fell out. Let's see, Marley and Me, she got. The Tanner's family dog was...
What is that?
Comet.
Comet.
Oh.
She got Lassie. Air Bud was a golden retriever. The 2005 dog film with Diane Lane and John Cusack is Must Love Dogs.
Oh.
That was a tough one. She got Beethoven as the St. Bernard. The big red dog, she
Clifford.
Missed first.
She got it later.
But yeah, but it's Clifford the big red dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The orphan boy with the German shepherd is Rin Tin Tin, The Adventures of Rin Tin Tin.
Oh.
Slinky is the wiener dog. Mm-hmm. in Toy Story. And then the only question he didn't get to is the Cocker Spaniel and a streetwise mutt that fall in love, which is
Lady
and the Tramp. You didn't win, but you know what? We like you anyway. Yeah. There she is. Brittany, would you like to give a shout out to anybody? Your consolation prize, you have about 8 seconds of airtime to say whatever you want. Go ahead.
I just want to say hi to my family in Missouri. I miss y'all and I love you guys.
4 more seconds.
Anyone else?
That's it.
No, that's it. There she is. Okay. Brittany in Nashville. Brittany, thank you so much. Better luck next time, okay, friend?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lauren in Arkansas, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on with you?
Hey, not too much. Just headed to work. I wanted to call and talk about your date from yesterday, and I had a story about one myself.
Wait, what do you want to talk about? What part of that story?
The wimpy, how you said that you were a wimp from it.
Well, if I can also say this, she didn't know that I was being wimpy. Like, I was climbing a rock wall, and I go boo-boo in my hand, and I never was like, I got boo-boo in my hand. Just didn't climb that much anymore. So I didn't outwardly show how wimpy I am, even though it still hurts. And it's only a little bee tear. But I'm not known as a guy that uses his hands a whole lot. You know?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You tell me your story now.
Okay. So my ex-boyfriend and I went on a date one time, and we went through a walking trail here in Little Rock. And we were on our way back to our car when we came across a snake on the path, and he turned around and ran screaming away like a little girl. And I was the one that was standing there going, oh, snap, what am I going to do? And so I waited until it, you know, slithered off the path. And then I was like, okay, you can come back. We can head to the car now. And then the rest of the way, he basically ran to the car because he was afraid he would see another one.
Did you judge him and hold that against him?
Needless to say, it's been a story that all of my friends have definitely heard. Because I was the one who was brave enough to stand there and wait for it to go by.
Mm-hmm. This poor guy.
I know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with what he did.
He doesn't like snakes. We all have things that trigger us and trigger our fears. Mm-hmm.
Snakes is a common one.
Ugh. Again, and I'm not scared of snakes, but I can see where someone would be super afraid of snakes. And you dumped him because of that or what?
No. I didn't dump him because of that. No, it's just a story that definitely stuck. And
but it was a factor. It was a factor because you were like, and he's also a wimp, right? When you dumped him, you were like, and he's a weenie.
Well, you know, there was that, you know, deep down, there was one of those reasons, yes. But yeah, my friends, they were all just like, he should have at least stood there with you and waited. But he was the one that ran away.
He reacted.
But what do you say, Bobby? We should respond, react.
But when something
that's
happens,
yeah, snake.
When like you feel like your life is threatened,
you
and again,
respond.
I'm not even scared of snakes. I'm just taking out for wimpy guys everywhere. But all right, I guess that's okay, Lauren. A little bit. I feel like that's kind of rude, but okay, you be you. Hey, I appreciate that call, though. Thank you very much.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you later. Tomorrow night's a big party at my house. So did a little work on it last night, got a little more work to do today, and then Hillary had asked, and Hillary works in our glass room, what we're wearing, and so just dress nice.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, last year, yeah, we all dressed pretty nice, so same theme as last, do you remember last year?
Yeah. Last year was just dressed nice.
Cocktailish.
Well, I was asked, what's the dress code? I was like, I don't dress nice.
That's your house, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll take a picture. It's a holiday-ish party.
Yeah.
Why are you upset about that?
No, I just, house party, you don't think dress up.
Well, you do if somebody gets all the food
it's
and
a
you hire
party.
A musician. Yeah, it's a dinner party.
It's not
I forgot,
like
hire musicians. Right?
Movie night.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're not showing up in jeans and t-shirts.
Okay.
So, yeah, there is no official. By the way, everybody's RSVP'd except for Lunchbox.
Oh, was I supposed to RSVP?
Yeah, the initial, because I don't know. And you know, Amy, what's weird is I never valued the RSVP until I started throwing parties myself.
Yeah.
And then it's all about you have to get enough for everybody and make sure everybody has specific things. And so, yes, everybody is in as claimed in, except for you.
Yeah, there was an email.
Because there was an email that said RSVP, so we know what to get.
Oh, my bad. I just thought it was assumed we were all going.
Okay.
No, that's why you RSVP.
Oh, sorry.
But did your wife get off work? I can't remember.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, so
just reply to it. And well, Raymundo, you bring a bae?
Yeah, she's so down. She wants to wear a little cocktail dress. I told her to.
Perfect.
A little cocktail dress?
You know, a little black dress, what the girls do.
LBT.
And how did you guys have a good time at Garth over the weekend?
Oh my gosh, dude. Five rows away.
How'd you get such good tickets to Garth Brooks?
Her dad hooked it up. He works with Garth.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, I was so close. One time I kicked a beach ball. It went on stage and hit like a guitar player. I almost got bounced out of the joint.
Stop it.
I am serious. I would wave my hands and he would motion back at me. And then I voted for him.
Who motioned back at you?
Garth. I was doing my hands like this and he looked down, give me a little wave. We were that close. And then I kept saying, because I voted for him for Entertainer of the Year, so I kept saying, we did it! We did it! You're Entertainer of a Lifetime! Going nuts, baby. I was a voter.
And did he respond to that?
I mean, he probably heard it. Yeah. I was yelling.
Greatest concert you ever been to?
Most people, at times, it was almost louder when you're in a basketball arena because some of the noise was going up the top because it wasn't enclosed, but the amount of people, I mean, it sucked though, the lines, dude.
What do you mean?
30 minutes for a beer. Took me an hour to go to the bathroom one time. I missed the entire John Party set. I was in line for the beer.
So John Party was the surprise opener?
Was it a surprise?
I think so. I didn't know that.
Okay, we knew a little bit before, but yeah, he was the guy. And then, obviously, you know, people are saying, oh, I bet Kenny's going to come. Oh, do you think Blake's going to come? That got started getting thrown around. So then everybody's waiting for a surprise guest. It's like, guys, stop that rumor. Just let it surprise us. But yeah, it was party before and then just Garth all night.
Love it.
How long did Garth play?
I'd say 2.5. Whew. They said it was a little bit shorter of one of his shows.
Why, because it was cold?
Sometimes he goes past midnight. He might have had a curfew on that puppy. But yeah, it was cold. We were in Carhartts. I was wearing boots, camo. We were all bundled up. I thought I was going to snow at one point. And then he did Thunder Rolls, and they shot some stuff out, man. I thought it was snowing, raining, sleeting during Thunder Rolls. Like, and the Thunder Rolls! And the storm's coming in, dude. It was nuts, man. You don't get that in the inside concert. That's why you got to take those things to football stadiums.
That sounds like you guys had a good time.
Dude, and I didn't even really know her whole family was coming there. So, you know, before I was getting a little tanked. And then, I mean, her sister, I mean, brothers there, mom, dad, cousins, everybody was there. I'm like, oh, I didn't know all of them were coming. But it was fun. Her dad came. We pre-partied, hotel party. Her dad tried White Claw for the first time. I mean, it was just kind of like an olive branch. She's like, hey,
so fun.
You like White Claw? I'll drink some White Claw with you. It was great, man. And then I had a little bit too much to drink, so I asked my one buddy, I said, is this the time you have to talk with the dad? And he goes, no, absolutely not.
Oh, so you were thinking about talking with her dad drunk.
No, I wanted to.
Your daughter, I like her.
We played way too many games of beer pong in the hotel, and so my buddy goes, no, don't do it this time. Wait. Wait for the back porch when you guys are chilling for Thanksgiving.
So now you're thinking about asking her dad for her hand in marriage on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Why did she set it up?
The what?
Why doesn't she set up you and your dad?
No, he needs to do that.
No, but I'm saying she knows.
But her dad, no. If I'm the dad, I don't want my daughter setting up the meeting. Ray needs to do it.
But I'm saying it's so out there that we talk about it on the show. She's trying to do anything to get him to propose.
Do her parents listen?
No, I mean, her pops is working on the tractor right now. He doesn't listen to the show.
So, I mean, I get that seems okay because we talk about it all the time. But trust me, as the dad, no.
Yeah, and I don't want to make an appointment of it.
I think you're missing what I'm saying. If
what
she was
saying?
Like, hey, Raymundo's going to come over, is it a cool if he comes over at 5 p.m.? Like, it just sets up Raymundo going, I didn't say why.
That's so scheduled, though. I want to do it on the sly.
But, dude, you've been not being able to do it on the sly. You're either drunk or you go to the house and he's not there.
Or it's too far of a drive.
Yeah.
20 minutes away.
This only happens once. Can I not just do it the cool guy way, just when we're casually chilling with each other and then I bring it up?
Okay, so I'm going to be her dad. We're just sitting on the back porch, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are we're just looking out in
the
woods.
Hey, man, will you hand me another beer?
There you go. Hey, there you go, bud.
Ah, oh, it's a good beer. Hey, man, I wanted to talk to you real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
You know I like your daughter a lot.
I like her. I mean, you guys have been together 6 years.
We have. And it's been a phenomenal time, and you know that. Yeah. Hey, do you like me?
Yeah, I like you.
Okay, can I ask
you
this?
I almost consider you family already.
Awesome. Can I ask for your daughter's hand in marriage? Sir? Mr. Birdwell, sir.
Boy, right to it.
Are you alive, sir?
Right to it. This is, okay. And that,
do you like me?
Do you think I'm cute?
I said that when we were all partying. I go, you hate me, don't you?
But they know it's coming too, right?
I know, yeah, they do.
They know it's coming. Okay. Yeah. But Garth, what do you rate it?
5 thunderstorms out of 5.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
For thunder rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I
saw your Instagram when you guys did thunder rolls.
I tried to document as much as possible. Not a lot of people get to do something like that, so I definitely wanted to video it all.
I know, that's annoying. Whenever people post concerts, I just skip. I don't watch any of it. You get like 2 videos.
But I just did that for myself. I'm going to archive it when 40 years down the road. Hey, kids, look at this concert I went with your mom. Boom. And then they got all the video footage.
And they're like,
of it.
Dad, mom, why are you still aren't married?
I can't talk to your dad, son.
All right, Raymundo, it's a good story.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Amy, I know you got your kids a little later, so you didn't have to do daycare with them at all.
Right.
Police in Colorado found 26 children behind a false wall in the basement of a daycare center. It appears the staff hid them there to avoid getting busted for having more kids than their license allowed.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Wonder if it's one of those where you, like, pulled a book out and it switched.
Oh.
Probably not that fancy, but...
They had received multiple complaints that the facility was housing more children in their daycare than the license permitted. It's called Play Mountain Place, located in Colorado Springs. When officers got there, there were no children inside.
Hmm.
And they were like, what's the deal here? And they find out there was a fake wall.
Oh, no.
That all the kids are
behind.
And they
ushered them all behind the wall. Poor things.
Please. No. All right.
No, you probably have to have a certain amount of caretakers per
No, you're
kid.
Right. I'm not saying what they did was right. I just said pretty smart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That false wall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Let's see, tonight. I'm going to go support Amy and her charity event tonight. So are you on the board of this charity or what?
No, there's just like a committee that helped.
You're on the committee.
Well, like an organizing committee, yeah. I guess. Yeah, for the fundraiser. So, yeah.
I will conclude my night at this charity event that Amy's doing. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to my therapist. I got the normal stuff. But then I'm going to go out and go to your deal tonight. Don't keep me out too late, though.
Oh, no. That's up to you. I mean, am I picking you up?
No, you don't have to do that. I'll just see you there.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
It's up to you. Well, pretty much going to be working on that. I've got to work out today, and then we'll be working on that.
What do I wear to this? Tuxedo?
Super casual.
Tuxedo?
No, jeans.
Tuxedo without the shirt? Just bow tie and the jacket?
What you're wearing, or jeans and like a flannel or something.
Oh, a flannel. Okay. Is the theme lumberjack?
No.
Is there a theme?
No, I was just letting you know it's casual.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. We'll see you on Tuesday's show. Appreciate you, and I hope you have a good day. We'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.